Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Don't you just love New Year's? You can start all over.
It's New Year's Day here on the border. And it's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, so we got the Aqua Gypsy Brittany with us. We got Vinny Two Tanks. We had, what happened to Jerry the Diver Guy? We had him just a minute ago. He's in the Smokies. I was going to talk to him, but I don't see him. Did he get run over by an elk? He said he was looking for elk.
I think he
or something.
Got attacked by a bear.
Is that what it was? One of the bears in the Smokies got him? Okay. Well, we will see if that happens, if that works out or not, here momentarily on the big show and reconnect with Jer. Yeah, he's, like I said, he's in the Smokies for the holidays. We have Brittany, who just got back from Boxing Day. By the before we get more about what's going on with that, did you get anything other than Florida stone crabs for Christmas there, Brittany, or what?
Yeah.
Any dive-related stuff, scuba stuff for Christmas? No?
No.
You have everything, don't you?
I have everything.
You do. She's an instructor. She's, you know, she isn't going to wait around for Christmas to get, you know, some scuba related device or thing. She's like, I see it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I did go to something really cool. The Titanic exhibit, which was really fun.
Okay. So you were up in Vermont. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Over Christmas before you went down to the Gomez Hilton and... Mm-hmm. So they have a Titanic museum there in Vermont?
Yeah. It's a traveling museum. It was in New York.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. All right. But, so what was that like?
The museum was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then we put on these VR headsets.
Okay.
And it was so cool because we were modern day in a submarine. And so we went down and you could see the Titanic covered in barnacles.
Nice.
And then we got out of the submarine and we were divers.
What?
So that was really cool.
So wait, you're wearing one of those like Apple Vision headset things or something? Mm-hmm. And so you go on a tour of Titanic and they give you the opportunity to get outside the sub. What do they open up a door or just kick you out of the sub and then you're floating around in the water around the boat or what?
Yeah. So all around this room, it was a giant gymnasium that was, transitioned into the Titanic, and then all around the room were QR codes, but you couldn't see the QR codes because you had the headset on.
Yeah.
So then every time your face kind of like lasered in on one of these headsets, on one of these QR codes, you ended up like it changed the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kept kind of walking around this gymnasium. And,
right.
And so then we were outside, almost astronaut suits in the ocean, modern day.
Yeah.
Then they took us through this porthole. And then when we went through this porthole, we ended up in the Titanic, but back in 1912. So our clothes looked like 1912 clothing. We were in the ballroom. Then we were around that staircase where Rose walked down in the movie, the famous staircase, and Jack kissed her hand. So then I was there with my nephew, and he's 8, so he thought it was so cool. Everything was so amazing.
Right.
But then they let us into the kitchen, into the galley, and all of these plates started falling, and knives and forks, and plates started
falling. She's going down!
Crashing. Yeah. Hmm. And so, and then it made you think that you were walking uphill, even though we were just in a gymnasium, but that's what the headset was doing. And so it was really cute, because he was saying, hey, Brittany, I'm scared. Yes. Okay. Just keep walking.
We're going to drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to die. So we walked outside and then we walked into this pipe, and in this pipe, then it was almost like a Mario Brothers, like, ching, you know, when Mario went through a pipe.
Yeah.
And then we were outside of the Titanic. We turned into divers again. and we watched the whole entire Titanic sink.
Wow.
We saw the iceberg. We saw it hit. We watched it sink.
Does it break in half like the movie, the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
We were kind of divers. So we kept like swimming, and then we ended up on a lifeboat.
Yeah.
So we're back in 1912 again on a lifeboat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lifeboat took us to the end. And
yeah.
That was that.
I mean, were you part of the scene in Titanic where she's sitting on the floating door and he's like,
come back, come back, Jack, come back.
All she had to do is yank him up on the door and he would have lived too. But
right.
That's a whole problem with
selfish.
That movie. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
but
cool,
that,
though.
You know, that technology, we're going to see more and more of that in the dive industry. They had a system there at the DEMA show a few weeks ago here in Orlando. I don't know if you got to see that, but they had, you know, the folks in the panhandle have some wrecks that they have mapped for that virtual reality type of, technology that you, mm-hmm. you put it on and you can dive some of the wrecks there, off the panhandle. Like, I don't remember if it was the Oriskany or they had some other, site too. And then of course they're getting ready to sink the largest artificial reef in the world. The U.S. United States is going to happen, I guess, sometime next year. And by the way, this skipped over my radar, believe it or not. But did you hear they just sank a few weeks ago the Black Pearl from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies there in the panhandle? Right
Panama
there.
City.
Yeah, Panama City. And you know, I saw that. We never ended up talking about it on the show. It just kind of escaped my radar, but I have seen it. And I've seen all the videos of going down. And maybe they'll do that too. But I will say the only downside to that, and I think that's great that they're doing all these wrecks. I mean, it gives them pretty cool underwater attractions and you could do VR. That'd be one thing to kind of go check it out and do that and then go actually dive it and see how it compares. But that particular wreck, the one thing I will say, what I saw is that they stripped down the boat so much, it looks nothing like it does in the movie. If you saw that right now and like happen to just drift up on it as a scuba diver, there's no way in hell you'd think, oh, hey, look, it's the Black Pearl from the movies, from the Pirates of the Caribbean, because they stripped all the mass stuff and all the ghosty looking things, you know, which they probably had to for, you know, environmental reasons. But it just looks like a box kind of trawler kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Looks nothing like the Black Pearl of what you would expect it to look like in the movies, which would have been amazing because, you know, I mean, they use that type of ship in every aquarium, you know, furniture piece that you can put in a fish tank, right? And it looks like that old ghosty thing and the, you know, sails are all tore up and there's a pirate flag. And the only way you know that is the ship from Pirates of the Caribbean is they did put a plaque on it to say that it is.
But you know what? It's kind of interesting about what you just said. Vinny and I were in November. We went to Papa's and we dove on this one wreck called the Ghost.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Before we went down, the guy said, "This is trippy. This wreck is trippy. It's almost like a Pirates of the Caribbean."
It did look creepy and foreboding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. It was really, really cool. There was things hanging down, but it was all sponges that were hanging down. But it almost looked like cotton candy sponges, but it was just really creepy the way that the current was going and everything was flowing.
Drifting, right. Yeah, that's what you would expect from a ghost ship, from a pirate ship.
Like, yeah, maybe
it'll
grow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe it'll grow into a creepier look. I did notice when you were telling that story that Vinny had that expression on his face like, I don't remember. Where was I?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We did that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what, like, I was saying.
I was there. Where was this?
Oh, wow.
No, you're going to probably ask me a question. I was just going to say, I don't remember.
Yeah. he has CSR, remember?
You and Brittany can read my mind. It's incredible.
Yes, it's somewhat disturbing. Yeah, after all these years, it just happens. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.